As test launches go, it wasn't the most successful. An unmanned rocket belonging to billionaire businessman Elon Musk's SpaceX company exploding on the launch pad last week. The most difficult and complex failure we've had in 14 years, he tweeted on Friday. The technology analyst, Chris Quilty.
We had an explosion. There hasn't been a recorded incident of a rocket actually exploding on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral since 1960.
For inventor, engineer, and PayPal co-founder Elon Musk, it represents a setback to ambitious plans to use cut-price reusable rockets to take human beings to Mars.
I didn't originally intend to start a rocket company. It's just that year after year I kept expecting us to advance beyond Earth and to put a person on Mars, and just year after year nothing happened.
Despite the accident, best friend Adeo Resi insists Musk remains determined to plow on.
I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, Elon remains undeterred in his vision to build a great space platform through SpaceX.
So what motivates Elon Musk? What's prompted him to plow millions earned from the sale of internet startups into electric cars and space exploration? We begin back down on planet Earth, South Africa to be precise, where on June the 28th, 1971, Elon Reeve Musk first lifted off himself, one of three children born to Dad Errol.
He's always been a very deep thinker. When he was very small, for example, he would ask me, where is the whole world? And these sort of questions made me realise he's a little different.
And Mum May, a Canadian-born nutritionist and part-time model.
Once one of the kids said to him, look at the moon, it's a billion miles away. And he said, well, no, it's actually under 250,000 miles away.
This is her speaking on a Bloomberg news documentary.
His social life was much less than my other two kids. Anytime I had a question, my daughter Tosca would say, call Genius Boy.
A bright lad then. Yes, says biographer Ashley Vance.
He was really into reading and basically devoured every science fiction book he could find at the libraries and bookstores. He became something of kind of a know-it-all and a loner. As a result, he was bullied at school. People really knocked him about. There's one really brutal incident where these boys gang up on him at the top of a flight of stairs, and they knock him down the stairs, and then they pounce on him and really thrash him. And he was in the hospital for about a week.
When he was nine, his parents divorced, Elon and his brother Kimball choosing to live with their father in South Africa.
The divorce and the fact that his parents were not what you would think of as kind of typical doting parents again pushed Elon more towards being a loner and really trying to make his own way in the world.
His passion, his escape, were computers and science fiction. He got his first computer while still at primary school. By 12, he'd designed and sold the code to this, his first video game called Blastar, pocketing $500 in the process. At 17, he moved to Canada with his brother and started cold-calling influential Canadians, asking to meet them for lunch. One of them was Peter Nicholson, a top executive at the Bank of Nova Scotia.
What impressed me, first of all, was their initiative in finding me and calling me. It was a very unusual kind of request. And then during the lunch, I was simply impressed with their curiosity, their enthusiasm, just the bright sparks that they both were, actually.
Nicholson offered Elon Musk an internship, soon becoming his friend and mentor. Nicholson's young daughter, Christy, was impressed too.
I remember vividly seeing Elon cross the room and greeted me warmly. And we immediately went and sat on the sofa and started talking. I mean, it couldn't have been more than 15 seconds into the conversation that he turned to me and said,
yes, Christy?
You know, Christy, I think a lot about electric cars. And then he immediately asked, do you think about electric cars?
While most people might have made their excuses and fled to the kitchen to top up their wine or find someone else to talk to, Christy was captivated.
I immediately thought he was an extraordinary person. I was immediately taken by him and the fact that our conversation went into science and philosophy right away. I was intrigued, and I had never met anybody like him, nor since.
From Canada, he went to study in the US, where he met fellow student Adeo Ressi, the pair of them renting a 10-bedroom house, which they turned into an unofficial nightclub, charging students $5 to come in and party. Not that Elon Musk really joined in.
You might have a party with 500 or 1,000 people in attendance, and it would not be uncommon to go find Elon sitting in his room playing a video game while all this commotion was going on outside his door, quite literally.
He dropped out of doing a PhD to concentrate on internet startups instead. He and his brother set up Zip2, an internet city guide, which, when it was sold 4 years later, made him $25 million. He followed that with X.com, an online bank and email payment company, which later became PayPal, which, when it was sold to eBay in 2002, made Musk a couple of hundred million more.
He has kind of this moment after PayPal sells where he exits Silicon Valley. He's tired of doing startups in this rat race. He's got all this money and he thinks, what can I do to have a real impact on the world? I think that's the point where all these childhood dreams come flooding back to him. And he says, the first thing he says he's going to do is go start this rocket company and send something to Mars.
Initially, he thought he should send mice. By the end of 2002, though, he was hooked on the idea of sending humans to Mars, using $100 million of his own money to found SpaceX, his revolutionary new rocket launch company. The only problem, he needed some rockets. So he and student buddy Adeo Ressi, ever the entrepreneur, set off for Moscow, hoping to nab some bargains.
Buying anything that's quite expensive from the Russians is a surreal experience. So it starts off, like you might imagine, with lots of drinking. Unfortunately, Elon doesn't drink very much. We found ourselves at the negotiating table to buy these rockets, and all three of us passed out.
With nothing but a hangover from his Russian trips, Elon decided he'd build his own rockets, which is when Adeo really began to worry.
You definitively do not want to be building a rocket company because they blow up. So I brought together many of the great minds of space that I had known and then invited Elon over for lunch and essentially had everyone try and convince him what a terrible idea it was.
How worried were you about him then?
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say probably a 10.
3, 2, 1. SpaceX Falcon has cleared the tower.
But against the odds, SpaceX took off. After just 4 years, the company won a NASA contract, and in 2011, it provided the first private craft to berth with the International Space Station. Ashley Vance.
SpaceX was a joke when it first started. Nobody ever thought it would succeed. First off, once it started sending up rockets successfully, the competitors still knocked it as a short-lived, flash-in-the-pan type thing. Here we are, everybody is working on these reusable rockets to try and bring down the cost of flight. And so he has had unquestionably already a huge impact on this industry that hadn't changed in about 40 years.
As well as rockets, there have also been cars, a second business, Tesla Motors, developing state-of-the-art, yes, you've guessed it, electric cars, designed to change the way we drive and help combat global warming.
This is the front trunk. The charger is built into the car, so you can plug it in anywhere you go.
A new Tesla car is being readied for next year. Reservations are already approaching the unprecedented 400,000 mark, leading some to speculate this could be the moment electric cars go mainstream. There have been other projects too. Solar City, now America's biggest manufacturer of solar panels. And Hyperloop, a new super-fast futuristic transport system consisting of vacuum-powered pods speeding people through overground tubes at 700 miles an hour, which, if implemented here, and a government agency this week admitted talks have been held, could see the London to Manchester travel time reduced to just 18 minutes. Who needs HS2?
A lot of people thought the idea was completely insane when he first unveiled it, but now there are two startups in Southern California that are saying they're getting very close to making prototypes, and they fully intend to commercialize this technology. If Elon even had kind of a side role in bringing out this new mode of transportation, I mean, that would be an incredible feat.
Most agree, once he's got an idea, there's no stopping Elon Musk, often setting seemingly impossible deadlines, according to biographer Ashley Vance.
He works 7 days a week. He works 18-hour days. For his employees, this can be a very fulfilling experience and also a horrifically demanding experience.
Elon Musk's character not best suited to management, says his former mentor, Peter Nicholson.
As a conventional corporate manager, if he had a weakness, that's probably where it's been. His highest and best use was to keep coming up with new ideas.
But for Musk, coming up with ideas is a full-time job, which leaves little time for life's essentials, according to Christy Nicholson.
He said, you know, Christy, if I could figure out a way to not have to eat so that I could work more, I would do it, and I would love that, and I think it would be wonderful. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, who is this person?
Work-life balance, not one of Elon Musk's strong points. Age 45, he's already been divorced 3 times. His first partner and the mother of his 5 sons bitterly refers to herself as the starter wife. 8 weeks after they divorced, she says he texted her saying he was now engaged to the young British actress Tallulah Riley, whom he's since married, divorced, remarried, and divorced again. Last month, she said she didn't rule out any future reconciliation. Blimey.
He has nothing resembling what you would consider a normal life, and it clearly has taken a toll on his romances.
Solar-powered batteries, affordable mass-market electric cars, futuristic transport systems. Adeo Ressi says his friend is dedicated to developing technology to help save the planet.
Elon Musk is probably the greatest engineer in human history. He's working on some other things in his head today that when they come out will be amazing for the world.
Can you give us any hint?
No.
Despite the explosion in Cape Canaveral last week, his greatest challenge, his dream of one day colonising Mars, providing mankind with an escape route should things go wrong on Earth, is still firmly on track. Technology analyst Chris Quilty says Elon Musk will outline his plans in detail later this month.
He will lay out his vision for Mars colonisation. I think if he goes forward with that speech, it shows pretty clearly that he's undeterred by this latest setback.
Either we are a multi-planet species and out there exploring the stars, or we are a single-planet species waiting around for some eventual extinction event. Setting up a base on Mars would just be the greatest adventure ever.